Have you got your Bible this morning? I wanted to share with you something that's important for all of us. I wanted to talk to you about to increasing the Holy Spirit anointing to your life. Amen. To increasing your Christian life, you needed to have an anointing. But let me talk to you about what's the anointing in the Bible. The anointing in the Bible in the Old Testament was particularly specific for somebody they selecting to doing something great for God, like the prophet, like the king. Somebody they were selecting to be in a higher position for God. But in the New Testament, the anointing is for everyone who believes in Jesus. Amen. For everyone who wanted to be anointed with the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Hello? You're not convincing. I'm going to tell you another story. You'll have to wait for next time. But I wanted to share with you how important it is that you and I, we increase the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our life. Let me bring it to your attention in the Bible, the Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Acts chapter 10, Atti degli Apostoli, capitolo 10, versetto 38. The Acts chapter 10, verse 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power, who he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Father, we pray this morning that your presence touching everyone in us. We pray for the broken heart, Lord. We pray for the sick people, Lord. We pray that you increase the anointing in our life this morning, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. So notice one thing, that Jesus, at the beginning of this ministry, the first miracle he done, it was happening after the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So it's impossible for any Christian person to pray for somebody or to pray for themselves without the anointing. Because the anointing is the one who leads you and making you understand that Jesus is in presence with you. Amen. So in the New Testament, everyone who believes in Jesus, they have the right to be anointed with the presence of the living God into your life. So we know that there is successful in life for every Christian person who believe in the Lord Jesus and for let the Holy Spirit to lead you into your life. On the end of this service, I want to pray for particularly some people that the Holy Spirit has given to me to be increasing the anointing, to be increasing the guiding to their own life. Amen. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. It is important that today we can see the anointing of God increasing to our life. Amen. Glory be to God. So we saw that in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. All right. Why is God anointed Jesus? Because when anointed Jesus, Jesus was in unlimited power, unlimited, whatever he was in blind hands, he was successful. Amen. Whatever he prayed was a blessing. Whatever person went to him with sickness was healing. Whatever person was dying went to him was receive a life. The anointing was a powerful. Amen. So I want to share with you, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the sick people was healing. But Jesus never started to ministry until the Holy Spirit came in his life. Amen. You know this story very well, that Jesus received the anointing for his Father before he started his ministry. By the anointing, the Holy Spirit, Jesus overcome the power of the devil. Amen. We have a lot of people today, they're asking questions. If really God loves these people, why they do that? Why the last thing to do that? If it's God really loving me, why I suffer like that? If it's God is loving my family, why my son or my daughter die? We have this kind of question coming to our life. But let me tell you something. Jesus first receiving the anointing. My answer to people like that is always simple. I said, well, God never created border between one country and another. But we do that. Amen. We kill each other, one another. So we have an answer for that. We have no answer. So because we don't do what God commanded us to do, this thing is happening. Amen. So it's important that we increase our spiritual life to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hello? So in John 2, verse 11, only after the anointing, the Holy Spirit started to have a power in Jesus' hands. Amen. So it is important that you and I, we increase our spiritual life day by day. In 2 Corinthians 1:21, that God was anointing us. Remember that the Apostle Paul said, God anointing us. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, he said, you have an anointing from the Holy One, from God. So you and I, we can have access to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If Jesus needed the anointing of the Holy Spirit, how much more you and I we need? If Jesus needed the anointing of his Father, how much more you and I we need the anointing? Amen. I could not preach here this morning. Only by the anointing, the Holy Spirit, I can do it. Amen. It's important that we increase our spiritual life. You know, we believe in Jesus. We do not. I have people always say, oh, you know, Pastor Tony, I'm not going to church, but I'm a good man. I don't kill anybody. I'm doing the right thing. I don't rob anybody. I'm a good Christian. The reality is not. The Bible is teaching us that we needed to increase your spiritual life day by day. Amen. If you're separated from the presence of God, or you not attend the church, you eventually lose your spiritual life. The Bible is speaking very clear. And in my ministry, I saw a lot of people. They lose their spiritual life. For what? Maybe because they live a better life? I'm not sure. But it's a danger when you lose your spiritual life. And if you separate it from the presence of God, if you separate it from the community, if you separate it from the church where they come together to worship God and to lift your eyes, your heart into the presence of God, eventually you die in spiritual. Let me tell you simple. If you don't die for a week, if you don't eat it for a week, you want to eat something, eh? And if you don't eat it for a month, I don't know if you can stand it. So it's the same thing with spiritual life. The Apostle Paul writes, God anointed us. So the anointing It's important that you increase the anointing. So soon we have a special meeting about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that we will talk about later on. So the anointing comes when you present your life as a living sacrifice into the presence of God, day by day. Amen. I feel the anointing when I lay hands to somebody to pray. I feel the anointing when I pray for the prayer request that we have here on Wednesday night. I feel the anointing come to my life. I feel the anointing when I feel depressed. I feel the anointing when I feel alone, because God is there to give me the increase, the anointing to flow into your life. Amen. It's very important. Many times, we sense that we been left out. You feel that is God not with you anymore, or you people not love you. You know how many people talk, Pastor Tony never come to see me for a long time, never ring me for a long time. They don't mean that I don't love you. I still love you. I still like you. I still want to see you. The important thing is that we become so busy in our life that we've been extracting our mind for something else. We work with the position, with business, all this. But let me tell you, it's important that we come together in time like this to be rejoiced with the presence of the Lord in our life. Amen. It's very important. So I feel that, you know, that every time I get distracted in my life, and I stop for a second. I get my Bible and read a verse of the Bible, or I pray. I feel the anointing increasing my life. Amen. So, and this thing is, it can become very important. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, the Holy Spirit speaking to Jesus. The Holy Spirit was speaking to Jesus. Jesus was seated on the presence of the people in a church, in other words. He said, the Holy Spirit of the Lord has come to me because he has anointed me to preach the good news, the power. He has sent me to proclaim freedom from the prison and recover all of the signs for the blind, and release the promise. In verse 19, the claim that the year of the Lord, this is Jesus was talking about, into the presence of God in the synagogue or in the church, whatever you want to call it. Now let me give you an explanation of why. Jesus said he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that's what he said. He said, I have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. Now the people said, in what sense? So what he said here, to preach. The first thing Jesus said, to preaching, to preach the gospel, to give you the good news, to proclaim the gear of the Lord, to release God's presence into your life. That's what Jesus said, to release God's presence into your life. And this thing is only come when you are anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit. God has given me and you to love one another. The anointing. You know, I love people. Not really matter what sort of the condition of people they are. Not really matter what they are. I love them, I preach to them, I talk to them. Because this is my gift that God has given to me. So, and that's what we're supposed to do, to love one another, how Jesus is loving us, amen. And that he said very clear, if you love one another, you are my disciple, amen. And the world they can see, that you, my disciple, that you belong to me. It's good in a place like this to say we are Christian, but when we go outside, I will look like a Christian, or we would like to do what the world is doing. Some people have said, I'm standing for what I believe and I'm doing what the Bible is telling me and what Jesus is protecting me to do. Some of them don't do that. But let me tell you something. If you belong to Jesus, you'll do that. Amen. Because he will help you in time of difficulty to answer to people. So if you are in university, if you are in working place, wherever you are, just stand by Jesus, because Jesus is the one to anoint you and to give you the gift of bless of your life. Now, in my experience, everyone who increases the anointing of the living God in the Old Testament and the New Testament, he becomes successful man and woman of God. Amen. And that's as you can see with your own eyes. You, whatever you want to look in the Bible, or anyone who increases his spiritual life with anointing the living God, they become successful people. Amen. Because God, he gives you the blessing to your life. The key point is for everyone in us that we needed to increase the anointing day by day. Amen. We needed to increase the anointing day by day, every day of our life. You will find it successful in your life, in your ministry, in your workplace, in university, whatever position you receive, you will find it successful when you increase your spiritual life day by day. Let me give you an example. In the Old Testament, in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, the king of Israel asked the prophet that he needed word from the Lord. The prophet said to the king, is anybody here that can give me an harp to play? So they bring an harp, and the prophet started to play. So when he started to play, the anointing started to come. Amen. So that's important, that when we come together, we worship the Lord in the presence of the Lord, when somebody play and sing for us. Amen. Because, see, the prophet said, for me to give you a word, I needed to receive it from God. Amen. And to receive it from God, I needed to worship God. And so to worship God, I needed to have this spirit of business in my life. So he said, give him an harp. So he started to play. So when he started to play, he worshiped the Lord. And the word of the Lord has come to the prophet and passed into the king. Amen. So let me give in to you. If you worship your God with all your heart, when the musician are here and play to worship God, and you enjoy with them the presence of God, it will be increase your spiritual life. Amen. 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 Praise God. So the king of Israel received the word from the Lord. Elijah, as a prophet, given to him. See, for everything we're doing, we have a condition that we need to follow God. Amen. I hear some people say, oh, Pastor, don't worry, I'll pray home for you. No, it's better if we pray in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's nothing wrong to pray home, nothing wrong to stay to watch the song on Sunday morning, nothing wrong to doing whatever you want to do. But the bless is when you own the presence of the Lord. So the king of Israel need a word from the Lord. But the word of the Lord is only come if the prophet was there. Amen. If the prophet was not there, there was no word for the king. Amen. And if it's no word from the Lord, it can be dangerous thing in our life. That can be dangerous thing in our life. So we need God's presence in our life. We need God's presence in our life. Elisha called for music to worship God. It's important. It is important that you and I, we worship God. Amen. Worship God is meaning to be before the presence of the Lord. meaning to be before the presence of the Lord. So when you worship God, you actually increase your spiritual life. Elisha said, let me have a double portion of the Holy Spirit. Listen careful. Elisha said to Elijah, let me have double portion of the Holy Spirit. Now listen here for a moment. Here, this prophet, he already have the Holy Spirit. He already have the anointing. He's already prophet. But he asked for double portion of the Holy Spirit. But the prophet said to him, oh, you look, you really ask something. It's impossible for me to give it to you. But he said, nevertheless, if you see me at the right place, at the right moment, when God will take me with him, you will receive a double portion of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell you what that means. In that moment, when the prophet is gone before the Lord, he's there to grab the presence of the Lord to his hands, and he received double portion of the Holy Spirit. The double portion of the Holy Spirit is don't come if you are in different place. They only come if you are there before the presence of the Lord. Fifty prophets looking from far away. But the double portion of the Holy Spirit, only one was able to grab him. Because he was there in the presence of the Lord. In the time when the double portion was releasing. So it's important that we stay close unto the presence of the Lord. We stay close unto the presence of the Lord. What happened when you stay close to the presence of the Lord? I'm going to tell you what happened. You under the presence of the Lord, you are protected for all evil things. Amen. Because you are in the presence of God. If you are in the presence of God, is no evil can touch you. Apostle Paul said, cover with the Holy Spirit, anoint. Jesus said, the presence of the Holy Spirit, it is there for you. Now, if you are in the kingdom of God, if you are in God's presence, no evil can touch you. I told you many times the story of a young lady. Many years ago, they told me, Pastor Tony, is anything wrong for me to go on the nightclub? As a pastor, I love this young lady. I don't want to discourage her. To say, no, you can't go to the nightclub. If you go there, you are sinner, you do this. They said, no. I said to her, it's nothing wrong for you to go to the nightclub. When I said that, she was happy. But I said to her, remember to bring Jesus with you. And when you bring Jesus with you, when you enter into the nightclub, pray that Jesus will keep you close to you. And she said, how can I pray on the nightclub? Well, my answer was simple. I said, if you can't take Jesus with you, you better not go. Amen. If I cannot take my Jesus with me, I don't want to be there. Many years ago, I was working for a company that every year they doing party, you know, to celebrate Christmas or something. Because of this company was only men and no woman was working there, they have a men party. They invited me to go to this men party, an invitation, official invitation to go to this men party. I replied, can I bring my wife with me? The boss said, it's not good to bring your wife because there's only men there and it's a men party. And I said, if I can't bring my wife, I'm not going to be there. So you got the answer. Because if I can't bring my wife and I can't bring my Jesus, it's not a place for me. Have a good party. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's important that your life it be led by the Holy Spirit. Increased anointing. Remember that your Savior, your Jesus, is baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you and I, we can get baptized by the Holy Spirit. Now, next month we have a baptismal service here, and that's only water baptism. So we can do that. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is only coming from God. Nobody else can give it to you. If you baptize by the Holy Spirit, you increase your spiritual life. Amen. You increase your ministry before the Lord. This cause is evidence of the Holy Spirit. Some people speak in tongues, and it's a wonderful thing is to understand that. Because the Bible said that if we speak in other language, it may be language from the heaven. I went to Botswana, and the people was speaking in Botswana. I was thinking, this is the language of the Holy Spirit because you don't understand anything. So if you've gone to Botswana and you try to understand something, I'm telling you, my friend, you think this is the Holy Spirit language. You really enjoy. Amen. That's true, Chaba. Because you understand that. Amen. You try to speak in Botswana, I will really enjoy it because I think, well, it's the Holy Spirit the presence of there. Amen. I always say to the people, you know, I said, you know, it's when we get to the heaven, we speak Italian because Italian, and people say, why we speak Italian on the heaven? So let me tell you something. Speak Italian on the heaven is could be possible. I don't say yes or no, but might be possible because in Naples, they sing the glory. Amen. O sole mio. You know, the sun is in front of me. So when you sing the song, you feel in paradise. Amen. So you think, well, maybe the music coming from Naples, so we can always speak Italian. Amen. So if we speak Italian on the heaven, me, Brother Giuseppe, Joe, and so many others are really good because we have an advantage because we already speak Italian. Amen. If on the heaven is speaking Botswana, I tell you, you better come closer to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, come to Jesus is very important. Get close to Jesus as your best friend. Amen. Come close to Jesus as your best friend. Many people say to me, who is your best friend? I said, my best friend is Jesus. Amen. Funny. And I said, second best friend is my wife. By why you say Jesus? Let me tell you something. I have a problem with so many people. And sometimes, even with my wife, if I say something stupid, she will be talking to me really bad. But I never have a problem with Jesus. Amen. Amen. When I say something stupid, Jesus said, well, I correct you, my son. You know, next time you do a little bit better. Amen. They grab me. They help me. You know, it's important that Jesus is your best friend. Anoint in your life is really important. John 7:37-39 said, if anyone is tested, let him to come to me. Hello? If anyone is tested, let him to come to me. And drink the water that I give to him, to you. Drink the water I give to you. Because the water I give to you, you never thirst again. Amen. You never thirst again. Because that water is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. If Jesus said, come to me and I give you to drink deep, 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 in the Holy Spirit of presence. He baptized you with the Holy Spirit. And that He baptized you with His presence. When He baptized you with His presence, you will be a successful person. Amen. If He touched you, You will be a successful person in everything you're doing. So stay close to Jesus. Invite Jesus into your life.